The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statman, with you on this Monday, already the 6th of November, 2017. And even though, and ma'am, excuse me, I've got to read your letter to us. She's a regular contributor, but she has a problem when I talk about Hillary Clinton in this regard only. And the letter is short and self-explanatory. This is also a way to let you know, dear heart, that I did receive your donation to the network, and I'm greatly appreciative. Keep going, John and others. I'll request one more time for you not to talk about Hillary Clinton's legs. What does her legs have to do with anything? As a woman, tired of hearing derogatory comments about women's looks, period, it kind of makes you sound like a woman hater. I never hear you refer to men's legs or butts or faces or other men talking about guys. I keep listening anyway. No TV for me. Hubby is tired of me talking about same old crap. While he watches that mind consuming TV crap, unfortunately, hubby goes along to get along when I talk about stuff I hear on RBN, etc. Some people agree, others roll their eyes. Most people too worried or concerned about the fluff. Wish could find a chat room, especially for Dr. Parker's revelations. Good luck, best wishes, and I do appreciate. Now, I am not a sexist. Never have been, never will be. But when it comes to Hillary Clinton, it's just the shorthand version of, rather than talking about the most destructive criminal woman that's ever been in the White House as First Lady and a wannabe president, that I pick on her because she is so vain. The reason why she wears the pantsuits is because she was ashamed of her own legs. Now, if that's being sexist, talking about somebody else's inadequacy, I'm just saying. So, here's my little contribution. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. And from my personal point of view, always get a piano-legged lesbian to marry you. I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. No, I'm really not a sexist. And I've never been one of these guys that went for the arm candy women. You know, it's about the content of your soul, who you are. Because you know what? The looks go away. And what remains, if you don't love and respect that, you're in a lot of trouble. So, there is my answer to the... And Michael, have you heard me before when I would refer to Hillary Clinton as a piano leg lesbian? I always say, I know I'm going to upset a lady out there. And I always refer to, you're never far from my thinking. At any rate, I just had to get that out of the way before we got into the really bad news of it all. What say you, Ron McDonald?
Well, first of all, you know, concerning calling people names, I have to quote Patrick Henry, and he was in the courtroom when he mentioned this. He said, you call a man anything you wish, but lay one finger on him, you broke the law. I agree that we need to have tough hides. And because we don't have tough hides, we have a whole gamut of laws in place now that are basically violating our freedom of consciousness or conscience. We cannot basically say what we want on our minds to anyone. We have to restrain ourselves. So I think what has happened to this society as far as calling people names and, you know, restraining that aspect of it has really destroyed the nature of liberty in this country.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, even, you know, the fabric of this society is getting ripped apart. You know, and I have said this in the past. I don't know how long this dear lady has listened to my program, but I have always, I have never been a sexist. I will call out feminism when I hear it being repeated. But I have never been a sexist that somehow men are superior. What the problem has been, you know, when you started the equal rights, equal pay stuff, which I really don't have a problem with. It was what was behind it, the Helen Gurley Brown agenda, let's just say. And, you know, that is the family unit has been under assault for many, 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 many years. And it was that the woman was the caregiver. The woman was the wonderful person that bore babies and took care of the raising while the man, Cro-Magnon style, went out in the world with his club to go bring the groceries home. And, you know, somehow that this got turned around, that women were not to be respected and by the men themselves put up on their own little pedestal, you know, of praise or whatever. You know, I just hope that I never gave that impression to anybody, that men are somehow superior to women, even though that, you know, in regards to some areas, they are superior. They're superior in strength, not necessarily in thought or intellect. You know, won't go that far, but women firefighters, you know, have a hard time believing that a 125-pound woman can pull a 300-pound man down a fire ladder at a fire. There are certain restrictions. Another restriction that I saw broken, which was absolutely taboo, putting women in the Navy. You know, having a couple of dozen women on a ship that's got 300, but what do you think's going to happen? You know, I mean, look. I could go on and on about it, but I'm not. But
well, you know, I have my own stories. You know, I've always been a gentleman around women, and I've opened doors for them.
Yes.
And many of them have shut that door in front of me and says, hey, I can open my own door. So, I mean, I respect that. You know, I respect anyone's opinion and their perspective. I may disagree with them, but I'm always polite around them.
You know, and I'll give you an example today. I went into my favorite bank, and there is a guy that's a teller there that's a little on the poofed side. And I got to talking to him today about the shooting down here in Texas. And I said, you know, I own guns. And I said, I hope to God I never have to bring them out and use them. And he says, well, me neither. And he says, I own guns. He says, how else are you going to protect yourself and your family? And that kind of astonished me. And I said, well, you know what? I said, truly, how this is going to stop is that people just start bearing their arms. In other words, wearing them in public. Criminals are going to get the idea that if they're there to perpetrate a crime, no matter how crazy it might be, that there are going to be people standing around that are not going to tolerate it and are going to do something about it. You know, this shooting here, the shooting down here in Texas that happened yesterday, they first started to float the story out there that the police actually went and got the guy. Well, that was not the case. That was not the case. What happened were private individuals. Once they realized that this church was being fired up, one guy, and I'll get to the names and the places and the dates and all that other stuff, but it was private individuals, one guy with a long rifle, and I guess it was a return volley. He fired off a couple of shots, got shot at a couple of times. And then there was another private individual that happened to sneak a round underneath his bulletproof vest. And apparently he was wounded before he hopped in ye olde truck and led the pair on a 95-mile-an-hour chase. Lost control of the vehicle, and by the time the cops got there, the two guys got out of their pickup truck. They realized that pickup truck wasn't moving, and they just waited. Well, evidently he took his own life. Now, who was this nutbag? Mike, did you post up Julie's story there? I'm sorry? About do it in 2 minutes. Okay. Yeah, she doesn't know your first name, Mike. She's been here how many years? She sent it to the board op email. You got it? All right, post that up, and I'll do that next. Hero neighbor got his rifle and shot at the church gunman. A man hailed as a hero confronting the Texas mass shooter during his rampage is a sharpshooting plumber with no military background who hit the gunman through a gap in his body armor, according to a report. Stephen Williford managed to shoot Devin Kelly before jumping in another man's truck and chasing him down. Kelly blew himself away after wiping out his SUV, according to Wilson County Sheriff Joe Tackett. Now, let me stop and digress here a second on the county sheriff, Joe Tackett. He did not try to politically sway this thing. As a matter of fact, he came out in praise of people that took control of that situation and put this little mad dog down. Texas Department of Public Safety Chief Freeman Martin said Williford's grabbed his rifle and engaged the suspect after Kelly left the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, where he opened fire with an assault rifle and killed 26 people. An area resident told the paper that Williford, an avid biker who attends another church, learned about the shooting when his daughter called to say a man clad in body armor was shooting worshipers. The local said that although Williford has no military background, he didn't hesitate when he came face to face with the subject and managed to squeeze off a round that struck the gunman, who had dropped his Ruger AR-15 variant. Williford jumped into a truck driven by another local, Johnny Langendorf, who witnessed the confrontation, and the pair gave chase. Langendorf later told reporters about the pursuit. He said, "I pulled up to the intersection where the shooting happened. I saw two men exchanging gunfire, the other being a citizen of the community. The shooter of the church had taken off, fled in his vehicle, and the other gentleman came and said, 'We need to pursue him.' He just shot up the church, so that's what I did. I just acted." He said he didn't know who the heroic citizen was at the time. He was just a member of the community, and whenever he came to my vehicle in distress with his weapon, he explained very quickly what happened. He got in the truck, and I knew it was just time to go. So we were doing about 95 mile an hour, going around traffic and everything. Eventually he came to kind of a slowdown, and after that, we got within just a few feet of him, and he got off the road. He just lost control, and that's whenever I put the vehicle in park. The other gentleman jumped out, had his rifle drawn on him, and he didn't move after that. Langendorf's girlfriend, Summer Cattle, said Kelly died a few feet away from Langendorf. A local man said Kelly was already dead when they found him. He was bleeding pretty bad, the resident told a news outlet of Kelly, while he was driving. He didn't have much longer to live than that. Martin confirmed that police had found Kelly dead. We're not sure if it was self-inflicted or if he was shot by a local resident. Now, again, folks, remember the story going back to Luby's, and that was the worst massacre at the time? Just going in to a Luby's restaurant to sit down and eat something. Guy drove his truck into the restaurant, drove his truck in the restaurant, got out of it, and just started shooting people willy-nilly. And the one person that was there watched her parents be killed right in front of her eyes, lamented the day that she decided to not bring her firearm with her and left it in the glove compartment of her car. Her parents may not be dead right now. So, folks, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but let me tell you something. If you or I were sitting on a park bench in New York, saw somebody driving down a bike path, just running people over willy-nilly and killing them, would you have not drawn a firearm and put a stop to that mayhem? You know, I'll deal with the ramifications of what the state wants to say about my actions later. You know, I'll deal with that. But what I won't deal with is watching innocent people getting mowed down by some kind of a madman. Now, and this guy, have you read up anything about this guy, Ron?
Quite a bit about him, yes.
I mean, this guy, the immediate thing that I first thought, where is that story? Which one is it, Mike? Give me the title of the story. Yes. Okay. Well, I refresh. Okay. I got Afghan. There we go. Okay, I got it. Just as I thought initially. Remember the movie-going shooter, Mr. Orange Hair?
Remember, oh, yes.
Remember him, Ron?
Well, yes, I do.
Guess what he was on? Psychotropic drugs. Adam Lanza, to this day, really the story is not really clear except for the officially condoned propaganda they put out. Adam Lanza. Remember seeing the picture of this wide-eyed kid? Well, that was his normal state. He was jacked up on drugs. Devin Patrick Kelly, and this came out of Fox, which was really surprising to me, allegedly opened fire in the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, killing at least 26, shocked former classmates who attended middle and high school with the Texas Church gunman, described him Monday as being heavily medicated and someone who kept to himself. Despite a deluge of posts on his apparent Facebook profile about weapons and atheism, Kelly dressed entirely in black and wearing a face mask with a white skull on it, according to Texas Department of Public Safety Regional Director Freeman Martin, burst into the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas on Sunday and killed at least 26 people, one as young as 18 months old. And there was also a pregnant mother in there that got shot and killed. The former middle school classmate told Fox News that Kelly would complain about his parents and medications during school. Devin Patrick Kelly of New Braunfels, he wasn't even from there, his parents had him on high doses of psych meds from the 6th to the 9th grade, the time I knew him. The student also said that Kelly posted on his Facebook page about his assault rifle and atheism, and a lot of friends quit talking to him by his senior year. Courtney Kleber, the New Braunfels High School student who identified herself as Kelly's best friend for a number of years, said in a Facebook discussion about the shooting that Kelly once was heavily involved with the First Baptist Church. Great, now I can't even look through my senior yearbook without seeing this, she posted on her Facebook page late Sunday. Another classmate who spoke to Fox News and wished to remain anonymous described Kelly as a quiet student. He recently added me to his Facebook page. I accepted, hence we went to school together. And any time I saw him on the timeline, he was sharing stuff about guns and being an atheist. He was pretty negative. The last post I remember was of a rifle. And by the way, that Facebook page has been since taken down. Chatter among the other students on Facebook who say they knew Kelly suggested he had a volatile relationship with his parents. One student said Kelly used to tell her about the issues with his dad, while another said they watched Kelly verbally abuse his parents. He was also a member of his high school's football team. One student said Kelly's father would go crazy if Kelly messed up on the field. This kid had issues. So much so that when he finally did marry, when he was 18, he was dating a 13-year-old. And when he got married, he invited the 13-year-old to come live with him and his wife as a topless maid, and that he would take care of her. Yeah, this guy was a little bit twisted.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say. About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendolite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Little girl by the name of Brittley Adcock. She's now 22. Told NBC News that she dated Kelly for 2 months when she was 13 and he was 18. And said that Kelly would constantly call her after she broke off the relationship. He would offer me money to hang out with him for quite a bit. There had been one point that I called the police because he was just calling me so much I wanted to report harassment. One time he told me I should move in with him and his wife and that he would take care of me as long as I walked around topless. Kelly had previously served in the U.S. Air Force. He was stationed at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico from 2010 until his discharge in 2014, an Air Force spokesman confirmed to Fox News. He was court-martialed in 2012 for assaulting his wife and his child and later received a bad conduct discharge from the Air Force in addition to confinement for 12 months and was reduced in rank. Now, he not only beat his wife up in his baby, he fractured his baby's skull. And there was speculation, and Ron, I was getting the emails. I was getting the emails insisting that this was Antifa, that this was pre-planned just to wipe out Christians, and that he strung up an Antifa flag on the pulpit in the church. None of that was true. And damn it, I don't want to use a harsh term of irresponsibility, but you folks out there have to sharpen yourself up a little bit. Quit passing along that which you have not confirmed as if it is fact. I mean, just do a little bit of research, okay? You were going to say, Ron.
No, I agree with you. You know, one needs to check their facts out before they choose a side, you know, before they choose to go with it. So, yeah, I read the same thing. First of all, you know, my mind was puzzled that he would commit suicide, if in fact he did commit suicide, because I don't think we know from the story whether that actually happened or not. But that seems to be the same formula for everyone that's been on a kind of a what do you call the drugs? Yeah, to maintain their ability to stay in society.
Well, and don't think for a second that the Air Force didn't put him on psychotropic drugs as part of his sentencing. Because, I mean, folks, I mean, what would the Air Force, what would the brass in the Air Force think? We've got a deranged individual that likes to beat up his wife and cave in his baby's skull. You know, we're going to court-martial him, which they did, and they're going to get him adequate medical care, which is what? Dope them up. Dope them up with more things that are going to make him even more unstable than he already is. And keep in mind, the parents had already put him on a psychotropic drugs when he was 6 years old. I mean, this was a problem child, obviously. But in spite of all of that, in spite of the death, of the carnage, I spoke to a friend. He called me earlier today. He has a friend by the name of Andy, and I guess his wife was actually teaching the Bible school during the summertime. And when this tragedy happened, what he would do on the weekends to supplement his income is he ran a barbecue joint. And what he did was he went down to the church after this happened to feed the people, obviously, that had showed up there and the cops that were there and everybody else. So, you know, there was this jump to the conclusion that, you know, this is some madcap Antifa character. Now, he was screwed up. He was not one of these. The story came out that, well, it's just time to start killing these white Christians. You know, no, that's not what happened here. So,
I don't know if we have a remedy for that type of guy that's done no harm other than crack his child's cranium, but done no harm to control that individual's life from that point on. We don't have anything in place, do we?
Well, our secretary's sister, she goes to church on a regular basis, and she said, you know, she said, next Sunday I'm going to church. She said, I'm packing. I'm going to pull my gun out of my car. And you know what? Most people would think of that as being blasphemous to God, taking a firearm into church. Well, when I go to worship, I don't want an express elevator ride to go meet my maker. Okay? That seems to be a little bit premature. We'll get your calls, 800-313-9443 after this bottom of the hour break. Much more stuff coming.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We are back. Abdul in Minneapolis. Hello, Abdul.
How are we doing tonight, John?
Fair to middling, mostly good. 26 people are now missing from Texas that I wished that weren't.
Well, what a shame. You know, the Democrats, maybe even some Republicans nowadays will obviously want to change gun laws, so to speak, and tell everybody to turn in their guns. But logic to me would suggest that the American citizens need to arm up and just be vigilant with their own safety and their own lives, just like it's your God-given right to protect your family and yourself. So Do those measures, strap up, train, and just be prepared for what may happen. Now, on another note, when are these politicians going to start to call for the trial and the heads of some of these pharmaceutical companies that are producing these drugs that are destroying the minds of the American people? I'm sorry, John.
No, I was just going to say, Abdul, we're not going to go there because, you know, what are the lobbyists with their $5,000 suits and, you know, $2,000 shoes? Where are they going to be tramping the halls? They've got to go to Congress. They've got to lobby for the drug companies. We're the most drugged up nation on the face of this planet.
Yes, we are. I was just looking at a study that showed a graph of the percentage of people that take antidepressants alone from like 10 months to 6 years old. They show how long they're on these drugs, and the percentage is the same. Like, if you're on it when you're at 10 months, you're on it at 6 years old, and that chart does not change. So 27% of Americans are antidepressants. They're on that their whole lives.
Yep. And the effect, so and the long-term effect on the brain, that needs to be studied, but there is enough prima facie evidence right now that all these shootings, all these people that do weird things, that kill their families and drown their babies and just go off the nut. If you look, and this is, Abdul, this is a double-edged sword about releasing information, medical information. You know, that sword can cut both ways. I don't want to put out there in public private information about medical care or anything else. I understand
sure.
and I get that.
Sure.
But when it comes to instances like this, and the deceased was the drug-addled, messed-up individual, I don't see any problem with releasing that information, because both you and I both recognize that this plays a major part in these people just going psycho. I don't mean to be trivial about this, but I mean completely their cheese sliding off their cracker. You know, I mean, it is what it is.
But let me hold on, John. No, we must understand that it's more important for us to study athletes who go through brain trauma and CTE to figure out what we can do to reduce concussions on these overpaid crybabies who hate America.
Now we may not
we
may not have to worry about that much longer, because I don't know if you Vin Scully, that's the guy that just turned 90 years old. I guess he threw out one of the balls at the World Series. I forget which game it was, 6 or 7. I think it was game 6 out at Dodger Stadium. He crawled into the booth when he was 23 years old. He broadcast for the ball team for 67 years. He was at a function yesterday, and he made a comment about the NFL. He said he loved football. Man, it was great on a Sunday afternoon to sit down, and he says, because of this, I will never watch another football game. And this is what's starting to happen. These people got politicized. They got overpaid for their accomplishments. And folks, you know, I don't want to leave you the impression being a professional football player is a piece of cake, because you can get screwed up and your career doesn't last that long. So you're compensated for the job that you do. Others are overpaid. We got the highest paid guy in the entire league playing for the Detroit Lions. And this guy's getting $27 million a year. Now, in the real world, Abdul, the one that you and I live in, I don't see anybody on the face of this planet that's worth $27 million a year, let alone a guy that throws a pigskin around the gridiron. But having said all of that, the people are responding, and they're trying to play this off as if, well, you know, it's the economy and this, that, and the other. No, people don't want to be politicized. And who in the hell do you think that's sitting in those stands? Snowflakes? You know, I mean, it's mm-hmm. Bubba sitting there with his can of Budweiser, you know, able to go crazy, and as long as he doesn't hurt anybody or throw up on somebody or spit on somebody too badly. He's allowed to remain in the game and watch the game, be a participant, and scream his full head off. It's the only place for 3 hours in this country that you can go and act like a maniacal whatever and not be carted off to the rubber room. It's an emotional release for a lot of people. So,
I just have one question for John, though, or for Ron. What do you think about them using this tragedy as an angle to demonize veterans or people in the military even further? And I know that's been their plan for a long time, lone gunman, you know, ex-military veteran, we got to take their guns and stuff like that. But him being a young guy who is in the military, do you think they're, especially in the media, trying to play this angle where we need to worry about our veterans and need to pass laws against our veterans?
You know, when you think about it, most vets have families here in the United States or in other countries actually too. But the families understand their vets, and they wouldn't even consider that their child would do anything like that. This is just one of those things that happens in society. I don't think it had anything to do with him being in the military, because it was prior to the military right. that he had the problem.
Mm-hmm. Abdul, by the way, I time was restrained this weekend, but I heard about the first 10-15 minutes of the show that you did. You sound a little bit nervous.
I was. It was just a unique experience. Once you, the first time doing it, it's just like, I'm not speaking to anybody, it sounds like. But then once people start calling in, I settled in a little bit. But I mean, a great experience, and I'm looking forward to the next show.
Well,
what's the time on that?
That time,
I have no idea.
The time on that is 6 p.m. Saturday, uh-huh. Central Standard Time. He's filling in for Gordon Martinez, and okay. Gordon Martinez is the Gold Shield retired out in Vegas. He's had to have operations on both feet to take bone spurs out, and he says he couldn't. Uh-huh. He couldn't concentrate from 1 minute to the next. That's how bad the pain was. So he's going to be off at least a minimum 3 to 4 weeks. And this is Abdul's baptism by fire. And if he continues, we'll find him a spot on this network.
Well,
you know, every time I've heard him speak, I think to myself, geez, he would be nice to listen to on the show, you know?
Well, that's what Ron. That's what I do.
Yes,
you know, I've taken other callers, got recognized their view, their intelligence quotient, you know, how they articulate, what is the content of their character. Forget what the hell they look like and what they sound like. I mean, we've got guys on this network that would never be in mainstream because listening to their voices is like listening to paint dry. But it's the content. It's the content of what they've got and what they bring to the people.
Yes.
It's a different attitude and a different view as to what is useful and cognitive in news to the people. That's my only requirement there.
Well, good selection.
And to your thing that you always say, John, that you always say that you have the best listeners that call into the show, I totally agree. Just with the few that they call in, and with their knowledge and their desire for real news and to just have an opportunity to take a day out of their lives and to focus on what they need to do,
yeah.
And express themselves. I mean, it's an amazing thing.
Ron, I told Abdul, I said, you know, some people will tell you, you know, if you're speaking in front of a large group or you're first time on the air, you know, just picture your audience sitting around in underwear. No, that's not the trick to it. The trick is to just voice what is in your heart, you know, make a direct connection between your heart and your voice box, your larynx, and just speak the words. And if there's any fear whatsoever, that fear is not to be shunned. That is to be embraced and to move on. So
What I do is it's never about me when I get up and speak before an audience. It's about the message I present. So I don't concentrate on myself. I concentrate on what I'm about to give over to the people, you know, the information and that. It calms me. I don't.
Well, and you're doing it, you know, a lot of people do the thing for the wrong reasons. And I'm with you. It's not about me. It's about you. Otherwise, I would not be standing here. I would not be addressing that crowd, or I would not be on air. This doesn't have anything to do with me. I'm just one of the lucky people that can pull it off and that can do it. But I represent the listeners to this network. I don't represent myself. I'm not, well, I just leave a go at that.
Yeah.
So at any rate. All right, Abdul, anything else, sir?
No, sir. Just one thing I mentioned on my show, and I'll mention it again because I got a chuckle at it after some of the people called me, some of my friends who listened to the show, and I mentioned a quote from my son, "Nature is what nature isn't. Those are the instructions." And he's just 3 years old, and I think people need to realize and to recognize the signs and God speaking to you through certain things you experience and stuff that is said to you off the wall, stuff that you never thought that'll come from a source like a 3-year-old.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Yeah. Pay attention to your signs, and you get them every day. And just, you know.
By the way, Abdul, what did your friends think about your first show?
You know, they pointed to some of the things that I used to improve on, but they thought I did a good job, and that, you know, if I just work at the craft, you know, I could be something at this. So I appreciate them, you know, telling me that. So.
Well, and your family and your friends are your harshest critics. But sometimes you have to ignore them. Abdul, thanks, my friend. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
John, I have to say that yesterday, Sunday, was Steve Elkin's first show too, and he did a great job.
You should know you're on a show.
Yeah, I was on his show.
And don't tell
Maybe that's why I'm saying that.
Well, and don't tell Steve. I didn't have an opportunity to listen to it.
Okay.
But I know he's filled in for me before, and I know the man's capabilities. So,
yeah.
I'm sure he won't get. I almost used a term that would upset my dear lady here, so I won't. Chance in West Virginia, you're up next. Hello, Chance.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. You know, I'm starting to have serious reservations about today's military and today's police force.
You think so, Chance? How did you arrive at that?
Well, first of all, this guy was on psychotropic drugs as a teenager. Are the standards so low in the military that they accept mental defectives nowadays?
Well,
if they're not mental defectives when they go in, they come out, they become police officers, and they're belligerent against citizens. I'm starting to wonder if there's a pattern to a lot of these, not all of these shootings, but many of them.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you, I'll tell you one thing right now. I used to have a sign in my old CSIN store that said that around here we don't call 911, and there's a very good reason for that. And that's why I spent as much time as I did on this shooting down here in Texas, that this was handled by the locals. Because what happens, the cops show up sometime between death and rigor mortis. And by that time, it's too late.
Exactly. But what scares me in particular, like I said, is if they're not mental defectives when they go into the service, they're mental defectives when they come out. And this, I'm not talking about all of them, but...
Well, okay.
Many.
Chance, did you hear my show last? I think it was last Thursday. And by the way, okay, that was a rhetorical question. Didn't require you to answer. Mm-hmm. Steve Elkins, by the way, thank you for sitting in for me Friday. I went down to the Eric John Phelps thing. I'll talk about that at a later time. But at any rate, I said on Thursday's program, we have had 102,000 vets kill themselves. We're not talking about them standing in line at some Veterans Administration to try to get some help. These people are now dead. And the disconnect that's happening with these guys is they're being told one thing. They train, they suit up, they get shipped out, they find themselves in the desert sands of the middle anywhere east, and they find out that's not really what we're here to do. And it's driving them crazy.
Exactly. It sounds to me that these are the young men that are more sensitive than the other ones that would rather kill somebody else. You see what I'm saying? It's a strange, strange pattern I'm starting to see.
Yeah. And I can't disagree with you. You know, I mean, there are ways. You know, if we really want a safe and secure nation, do you think the NSA is going to put enough cops or undercover or snooping and pooping stuff in paradise out here to try to garner more people that we see that have been under the watchful eye of our wonderful FBI, which was born out of a crossdresser, for God's sakes? What fruit do you think that treat is going to bear? And no pun intended, by the way.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I look at this and I go, enough.
It is in
microcosm, Chance, what I saw happen in Southern Texas yesterday was the absolute, I guess, resolution to the problem that we have with wing nuts that are jumping off the cliff. I mean, it's...
Well, Well, you were right before. Never, ever give up your guns, because I foresee something horrible happening. If we keep going along this path, it's a sad, very sad state of affairs. It's creepy. It's very creepy. That's all I got to say. When I hear these stories, I can't help but wonder if this is by design, which I think it is. Well, I actually think it's brainwashing. It's by design.
Well, if you look at it in its totality, take the Gestalt view on this thing. What is being taken away from everybody on a daily basis? Hell, you can't even watch a football game without pulling your hair out anymore. Everything is being taken away that used to be a pacifier or at least some continuity from one day to the next. Everything is being taken from you. It's what we do with this new environment next that's going to change the course of this country. And you people out there in this audience, do not let those words just fly by your head. Understand what they mean.
Or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here?
All righty, we are back. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John and Ron. Hello. I've got a comment, and then I got a question for Ron McDonald.
Okay.
Ken Horvine, he's a creation teacher. He said that, this is a good comment, he said the wildebeest has huge horns. Even though he's just a grass eater, he doesn't need horns to eat. He has horns. God gave him horns to for defense. Because without defense, you cease to exist.
Yep.
That's a good comment.
I mean, we don't have clubs. We have hands, and if we ball them up, they become fists. If we need to invent something to protect ourselves a little bit better, that's why we have this brain. We have an opposable thumb. We've been able to do a lot of wonderful things. You know, during the break, Laura, I was talking to Mike that's been here for quite some time, and we're talking about age. And I said, you know, I said, enjoy this. Enjoy your youth. He's pushing 40 now. Is that right, Mike? Yeah. It goes by faster than what you think. And I am thankful for every day, no matter how screwed up the life is in America anymore. Personally, you know, the morning, the day that I wake up and I'm not dead is another gift, and I'm appreciating it more and more and more. I mean, so, you know, in people have asked me, Laura, how can you keep doing this day after day, month after month, year after year? Because my heart's in the right place. And right. I know how to deal with it, and I have run the danger. I've run it right up to the line where I become jaded myself or becoming insensitive sometimes to the pain and agony that is all around me. But I backed up off of that line a few times. But you know, I understand why people react to things the way they do. And some people just can't deal with it, and other people are better suited to deal with it and to just, you know, move on one day to the next. So, at any rate.
Well, speaking of Kent Hovind, he has a creation museum in Florida, and he sells videos and tapes and books or whatever. Anyway, he just did a stint in prison. Restructuring, you know, he was depositing his own money, but he kept it under $10,000 to fill out all the government papers. He just went to prison, I forgot, 2 or 3 years. So I asked Ron McDonald, how in the heck does a guy depositing his own money, small amount, and you got Hillary Clinton moving around $145 million, and the government never sees what she's doing? I don't understand that.
Well, The government does see what Hillary's doing. They just prefer not to act on it.
Which is disturbing,
which is very disturbing. You have to be a little more detailed on, what did he go to prison for? $10,000 of his own money doing what with it?
They call it structuring. Hmm. You know, when you go to the bank, if you put deposits over $10,000, you have to fill out all the paperwork.
Okay, Laura, hang on a second. Structuring what? What did they accuse him of structuring?
That's what they call it.
Yeah, I know that's what they call it, but that was the action that he supposedly took. For what purpose? That's the crime. Did they even say, or did they just convict him on structuring?
Well, see, they say this is to look for drug runners. You have people depositing large amounts of cash.
Oh, jeez, Pete.
You know, that's what it's all for, is about drugs. But yeah, this man has a business, you know. You could find out very easily where his money came from. It wasn't from drugs.
Well, no, we're in this confiscatory stage. If you look like we perceive you to be, that's how we're going to treat you, and we're going to do it accordingly. Hang on a second, Laura. Let me take top of the hour break. 800-313-9443. I'm John Stattmiller. This is the National Intel Report.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.